I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
The Burt Show.
It's Abby's fault. It's Abby's fault that I got sucked in to Saltburn this weekend.
You watched it?
I hate you. I hate you. So in our bonus content that we cut after the show, Abby was giving us very specific descriptions on the naughtiest and nastiest parts of Saltburn, which is on our bonus content, which comes out today. I haven't gotten to those parts yet.
How? They're literally like 45 minutes in.
Because I watch it while I'm in the gym on the bike, and I hate being on the bike. But knowing, well, first of all, in our bonus content, I want to warn you, she tells us everything. We now know how the whole thing ends. So I'll give you that warning if you're listening to it today. But just knowing the scenes are coming up that you described made me hate you consistently on the bike.
I'm just a little concerned that after hearing me describe it in graphic detail, that you chose to watch this film in public with the possibility of other people around.
That is fact.
That is a really, really good point. And my son walks in the house yesterday and he's like, "Hey, have you been watching Saltburn?" I'm like, "Yeah, have you?" And he's like, "Oh, gross." So yeah, he's been watching. All it feels like everybody I've been knowing has been watching it.
It's the only reason I watched it. I wanted to be in with the kids.
Well, and when that guy got nominated last night at the Golden Globes and I saw his face, that's all I can see.
I can't look at it the same
just
way.
Your description of what went down.
All right, so our bonus content is released every Monday. We do talk about Saltburn, and there are a lot of spoilers in there. And Mo also tells you about a passenger on a flight that just chews his ass out, but might have saved him at the airport. So that's in our bonus content, and you can find it at theburtshow.com/bonusBS.
All right, y'all. So this week on Mo Will Rap About Your Life, I didn't have to make much of a decision because unfortunately it was slim pickings. And at the time that I went to decide on who I was going to choose to write about the rap, the one that was entered was from a listener named Shannon, who simply wrote, "I think we all deserve for you to write us a rap about you failing Dry January."
I'm here for that.
Well done.
Right.
And well, let's give you a little credit. I mean, you made it 5 days.
Yeah. And even more credit than that, I never said I was going to go far.
Yeah.
I didn't have expectations for myself. But I thought that would be funny. And I figured better than me writing it for myself, because I could do that, why not have ChatGPT write it for me?
Okay.
And even further than that, since it has been said that all the minorities were the ones who failed it, mm-hmm. What I wrote into ChatGPT was a black man, rap about a black man who failed Dry January. So I just want to see how this is going to go.
Okay.
I want to see how far ChatGPT will take this. All I know so far is that for whatever reason, The standard black man name for ChatGPT is Ray. I don't know
Ray. You're now Ray.
Well, I changed it to Mo to make it more personal to me, but it was Ray. Okay. Just that's
so random.
That's just what they go with, I guess. So here is what ChatGPT came up about me, Mo, failing Dry January,
aka Ray.
Check. Listen, look, let me tell a tale about a brother named Mo, who was set to sail in the dry January. No bottles to unveil, but he stumbled hard, hit a third rail, started strong with a goal in his mind. No liquor, no beer, just water, no wine. But the days passed like the hands of time, and Mo got weak, lost his rhythm and his rhyme. Dry January, a challenge so clear, but Mo fell short, started shedding a tear. His resolve crumbled, the ending drawing near. A black man struggle, let the story adhere. Week one was easy, hit the track, determined and focused, there was no turning back. But the weekend hit, and his friends all attacked. With shots and cocktails, his willpower cracked. Mo tried to resist, said, no, I can't sip. But the peer pressure hit like a sinking ship. One drink, then two, three in a flip. On the fourth day, saw dry January slip. Now Mo's reflecting on the choices that he made. In the mirror of failure, his reflection is displayed. But setbacks are lessons, never to evade. So lift your head up and don't let your dreams fade. Mo's setback ain't the end, it's just a pause. He'll learn from the stumble and reset his course. Dry February's coming, a new applause. No, it's not. A second chance, no time for the flaws. Mo still standing, know the challenge was tough. In the rapid redemption, he will rise above. No shame in the failure, just a push and a shove. Dry January's gone, but Mo's still enough.
Oh!
It did pretty good.
It did pretty good. I was actually shocked.
It did pretty good.
Now, just because you had one drink, you hung out with friends and had a drink, we've talked about, yes, there's dry January, but there's also a thing called damp January. Mm-hmm. Did you choose not to have any alcohol this past weekend?
I did not have any alcohol this past weekend.
Good for you.
So but next weekend is coming, and this January going to be wet.
Yeah.
So here's another option that a listener hit me with this week that makes even more sense than dry January. Okay, so dry January rolls around. What are we talking about? 30 days here, right? That's it.
31.
31 days, okay? Whatever it is. If you do dry week every month, it's way more days than just January. So now that you're out on the 5th, okay, whatever. So you just take 1 week off in February, 1 week off in March, 1 week off in April, and it's what, 84 days?
All right, there for a second, I thought you meant you only go dry for 1 week. And I'm like, I don't think that's going to add up.
No.
But you're saying you allow yourself a beverage 1 week every month.
No, I'm saying what you first said.
Oh, really?
Is that you take a week off every month, and it ends up being 84 days of not drinking, whereas in January, it's only 31.
Oh, I see your point. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That actually makes sense.
Yeah.
But you're drinking the rest of the days?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're drinking for 3 weeks out of the month, and you're taking 1 week off.
Wait, you're gonna make sure you drink every other day. I don't think that helps. I didn't know that was your math.
It's pure math. You take 1 week off every month.
Every month.
There's
and then the other 3 weeks, you're just...
I'm not saying double up. I'm just saying drink like you normally do.
But then you don't get the cumulative benefits of giving up alcohol for a month, which is like the clarity, like your body feels better.
This dude couldn't even go 5 days.
That's the wussification of not drinking.
It would be an improvement for me.
Right.
The Burt Show.